opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
And we're back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Effed Up Farming Podcast.
Been a little bit since we talked.
Just a couple days.
I hope you're still here. Just to refresh your memory, we've got the Livestock Podcast. We've got Mo Cattle Company. We've got Texas Beverage and Package and Ballard's Guns and Meek Club Lambs. So check out all of our lovely sponsors, and we are going to continue to sip on this here fine bourbon that we poured a week ago.
Yeah, if you didn't hear what we were drinking, it is still the Doc Swinson's Texas Beverage and Package Barrel Pick. So we're going to...
This barrel was hand-selected by people that couldn't pass it up, so why should you?
21% rye, 75 corn, and 4 malted barley. Sounds like a fantastic blend.
And it got a straight 8.25 across the board.
Yep.
From everybody in the crow's nest.
Everybody.
So,
all right, Tyler, what do you want to roll into now?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, it's your call.
You got us a fuck up?
I've sent you several, but you don't ever look.
I don't know what you send me half the time, bud.
Well, why is that?
Because you're always sending me stupid shit.
It's because you never fucking look.
Because I'm not an Instagram hoe.
You should be. Oh, I got a good one. Go to the old Instagram. It's the first, last one I sent you.
The first, last one you sent me.
It's the first one that should pop up. I don't know how it comes up on a computer because I'm not 100 and I look at my Instagram on my phone.
I need to do it so we can watch it together, but I think I'm fixed. I have to do it on my phone. There we go.
Well, if you'd fix your fucking laptop or your computer there, you'd be okay. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of get into this here. What we have is a new Holland combine being operated by somebody who is about to take a severe ass chewing.
Oh?
Like a real big one, Royce. A real big one.
Okay.
Like the ass chewings that we have never gotten.
That bad?
Oh, it's real bad. So, I mean, he's doing his job. He's getting the grain out.
Man. He is getting the grain out.
Well, he's harvesting it.
He is.
I don't know that you can say he's getting it out because I think the other half of that is out of the field and he is just kind of windrowing it.
Now he believed in getting it out of the heads.
Yeah, like I said, he's windrowing it.
Maybe it's a food plot. This is down in Argentina. They're gonna start baiting dove.
Maybe. Maybe. So what it is he's got his new Holland combine and he's running through the field and he's got his little auger folded out, but he didn't turn it off.
And see, I don't know enough about new Holland combines to know how old of a combine that is. It doesn't look like a new one. So I could see that accidentally happening maybe. Because I know like the new ones, at least the new Deere combines, it won't let you fold that auger all the way back while you're unloading. Or if you do, you've got to hold it. It's not like a deal where you just flick the button and it auto-folds.
I thought it kicked off the auger if you tried to fold it up.
No, but it'll beep at you and warn you.
Okay.
Like, you can move the auger back and forth, so if you don't want to slow down to back up on the cart, you can...
I guess that's fair, because I have... whenever you're going for the button, I've accidentally pushed the start button instead of the flipper outer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's immediate. You catch it.
But. Yeah. And it won't kick on. Like, you have to, like, if you want, trying to clean it out and you want it to come on while it's folded, you have to hold it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it just shuts back off. It won't kick on if you let go of the button. And the same for the fold. Like, if you try to fold it back while it's still on, it'll move just a little bit. But as soon as you let go of the button, it doesn't. So I'm guessing that's probably an older combine or New Holland just doesn't have their shit together.
Or maybe he just held the button down.
Maybe he said, fuck it. This is his last day on the job. His boss pissed him off.
He's throwing it down. And he's like, this guy's driving in the field at him pretty hot. And I feel like he's about to take an ass chewing.
You know, it sounds like it. Or it seems like it.
It just has music. That you can't hear the guy cussing. Yeah. But that is a bad deal.
That's not good, because the rape that's coming out of there, that seems like good grain.
I mean, I would for sure say pretty solid. I don't have anything to reference that off of, you know?
I mean, that's a pretty decent flow of grain out of that auger. Maybe he had a bin full and he accidentally hit the button. I don't know, but.
I don't know how we got to this point. I don't know what's going on with him.
Maybe he set his old cell phone down on the button. Maybe it's like the old 9600s. It's got a
not that familiar with the New Hollands. I don't either know if that would be possible.
Yeah, which with the old 9600s, you had to pull the button up. So more likely, you're going to set your phone on it and shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why John Deere's still better in New Holland.
I don't know. We may never know.
I don't intend to drive a New Holland to find out.
All we can do is speculate wildly.
And we have done that.
I feel like we have.
Mission accomplished, Tyler. Mission accomplished.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a fuck up.
Awesome.
The next one's kind of funny.
How many ounces of bourbon?
Three is what she says.
I'm going to have to share that one too. This lady just pours her a glass of bourbon
on the rocks, which I think has an orange in the bottom of it, maybe. Maybe a cherry. Maybe she's going for the old fashioned.
I think she's going for an old fashioned.
That's a pint glass.
And almost a Guinness pint glass. Like, you know, it had the kind of tulip at the top of it. Yeah.
No, that one's pretty good.
That one was funny.
So we
shared that one too.
Anywho's. Moving forward. Onward and upward.
All right. Tell me about your killing the day, Tyler.
Well, I've got the wettest county in the world by Matt Bondurant.
Is it because it rained a lot?
No. This is about bootleggers.
Bootleggers? Tell me more.
Did you ever see that movie Lawless?
I did.
With old Chaya?
Enjoyed it.
They made that movie about.
It's a good movie.
It'd be better without Chaya, but.
I mean, it would. The other two actors are pretty decent in it.
One old boy, he's a.
He means some bitch. You can't kill him.
You know how he died?
He fell in a lake in the winter.
Froze to death. Got pneumonia.
How did Seth fix that? I don't think he froze to death. I think he.
Basically froze to death.
Close enough.
Got the pneumonia, and he was walking back to his brother's house, or walking back to his house.
Yep.
Laid down and died.
But is this the book that is based on?
Yeah, it's a true story.
I knew that was a true story,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if this was the book.
Yeah, I just said it was the book that was based.
I'm making sure.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good book. Easy read.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How about a listen?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I read it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Impressed.
I know how to read.
Do you?
I can count to 23.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What?
Birthdays got tricky after that, but I'll just guess.
You got an extra finger and toes or something? Or
no.
Okay.
Well, just kind of where it bogs down. I don't know.
Every number after 23 is fake. They just start repeating it.
Every number after 700 isn't real. I know. They just gave him a new name. And
but still.
Crunk on Earth, man. What a fucking treasure of a TV show.
It had my wife rolling. She watched the last episode and a half with me. And so I was funny. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm fixing to have to turn this off because this is so dumb. My wife's not going to enjoy it. No, she was rolling laughing.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
Even Haley liked it. She didn't watch all of it, but.
Yeah, no, neither did my wife.
She watched part of it. I don't think she went back and started it or anything, but.
I don't think my wife has either, but the episode and a half that she watched was was entertaining.
That was real good.
That's another killing today for you. You got Netflix. Look up Kunk on Earth.
It's a good one.
And be amused.
So amused. It's wet. You're not doing anything.
Exactly.
By the time this comes out, it's probably still going to be wet and you're not doing anything.
I mean, we got more rain in the forecast. Which, how is that rain going to help us out, Tyler? Is it going to help us? Is it going to hurt us? What are we looking at?
Well, so I was talking about that a lot the last couple days.
I'm sure.
You know, it's real funny. Everybody was bitching about how dry it was. And they won't plant their cotton. And now it's like, oh, it's too wet. I can't plant my cotton. And I'm like, well, get the fuck over it, you crybaby.
So my take is on it, And I had a call with a fella today that was, he was worried about the cotton he had planted. I don't know if he's 100% yet, but he's pretty dang close to it if he's not.
I know a guy that likes 160 acres.
And he's like, man, I'm afraid I'm going to have to replant a lot. When do you think the last day you'll plant is? And I was like, you know.
Well, I ran for 3 hours on Thursday afternoon, so.
It was 4 to 5.
Okay.
But neither here nor there. I was telling him, you know, probably sometime the first part of June. So, right around the actual plant dates for our two counties.
What is the plant date for cotton and grain, Carson?
One, I believe, is June 1st and one is June 10th. But I can't remember which way. I think gray has the later date because you fall off the cap rock right. And it changes a little bit. I think that's what it is, but we'd have to call somebody to ask.
I mean, you know, like on corn, you got all sorts of fucking time. I mean, you might have to change some stuff up. On your cotton, I realistically think you're okay. Guys that had everything planted are going to have to replant some.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of water standing out there.
A lot. And we've still got more rain.
I don't know if
forecast.
You know this or not, but a little baby cotyledon cotton, I ain't a big fan of staying in water.
Or cold.
Man is not digging this 59 degrees with water sitting on top of it right now. And on top of that, before that, the soil temperature wasn't even really warm enough.
I don't know. It was, right when we were planting, it was pretty warm. I didn't check what it was, but like feel it in your hand digging for the seed. It was warm.
It wasn't that warm.
Okay. Where was it?
The last time I checked it was like right under 60.
Still under 60. I figured we'd have been close to that 65 number.
You know, for the most part, you take your nighttime temperature and you take a degree off of that one way or the other, and that's where it's going to be. And our nighttime temperatures, we're still in 56, 58.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm like you. I think there's going to be lots of people that have cotton in the ground that are going to be looking at replanting cotton.
It's really where your problem comes into play. It's not whether or not you got it planted. It's whether or not you got it sprayed.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay.
And it also depends on your herbicide program. But if you sprayed it thinking you were planting cotton.
Yeah, fair point.
You're replanting cotton. There ain't going to be a bunch of milo. Now, if you were like way ahead of the sprayer and that guy hadn't caught up yet, then you probably got some options. You can go to some milo or whatever. Which I'm fine with also.
That's
I like
true.
Milo.
I mean, milo's a fine crop.
Price is okay. It's getting worse every day, but it's...
I don't know. Do you know what the basis on milo is right now? Over?
Mm-hmm.
That is not a terrible price for milo then.
No, it's... I mean, that puts it at what? $5.75?
Right around that $5.75 mark, yeah. So, yeah, that's actually a pretty decent price for milo. Because usually, or historically, it's always been a negative. But the corn basis around here has gotten a little higher.
Yeah.
So you're...
Well, I mean, there's a lot of fucking elevators for sale right now. So I...
It's what I've heard.
I don't know how that's going to
affect
the basis.
I've heard there
the
are fewer elevators for sale in this area than there were.
There is a couple that are no longer for sale, but there is also a big one that is for sale.
Okay.
Up the road there. In the old panhandle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard part of it had been, or one of them had been bought.
The two little ones got bought.
Oh, okay.
Lee Switch and Collar.
No, I thought they bought one in Panhandle, too.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay. So if you're looking for an elevator,
and I also heard a rumor today that a guy that had just recently built ungodly amounts of bins was unloading tire sidewalls by the semi today.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like the kind that you use to tarp silage pits. So I don't know if he's not planning on running his bins or I don't know. Just fucking wild times around here, man.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And I'm pretty sure he's not chopping wheatledge.
It seems like we're getting a little late for wheatledge.
You know, you'd probably be okay. But the fact is, there's not a lot of fucking wheat out there.
I mean,
there's sure not a lot of wheat that looks like it's good enough to chop.
Yeah. You're going to have to chop a lot of acres to get a few tons.
And I'm worried about some of that short stuff not being great in the silage pit.
Yeah, no, it'd be a little rough, I think. I think you need an even blend of stalk and head to make it work.
Yeah.
Not a big expert on wheatledge, but kind of the vibe I get.
nor am I. But, you know, everybody I know that chops wheatage, they want it, you know, belt buckle high on me.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're not just looking for the grain. You're also looking for the forage.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of how corn silage works. That's why it's...
Yeah, but you still got to have a big ear if you're going to chop corn silage.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying you also need the stalk. It's not just the grain. You're going
the
for
roughage,
too.
The ear is more important.
Okay.
Short corn, little ear, not good. 10 foot tall with a little bit of ear, not good either.
Okay.
Your tonnage goes way down.
Really?
Yes.
Fair enough. All right.
So that's kind of what's going on in the world at the moment. You've got some shit that you're not going to want to spray, as I was telling you earlier.
Yeah.
Got some washing.
Yeah. Might have to do a little plow work before we go in there.
You know, I sure might think about throwing a disc across it.
Yeah, throwing the disc across it, maybe a little bit of a land plane right before we go in. Let it set up a little bit.
You know, if you plowed it at just the right time, I think you could probably get by with just discing it. But by the time it dries out, you know, might be looking at planting some Milo. Short season Milo.
Might be. It has flooded around here.
So much water.
Fact is, I've still got 900 acres of cotton I'm going to plant. More than likely.
That seed will keep.
You going to let me keep the boxes?
Yeah, I won't charge you.
Okay. Then we'll see about keeping it.
Do whatever you want, man.
All right. All right, well, let's go back and finish killing the day, Tyler.
Oh, okay.
I've got Jed Black by the John D. Hale Band.
Missoula, 1852, lived a man named Jed Black. He was sheriff of this county for as long as I can think back. He shot a man one night that still haunts him to this day. And his story of revenge proves a net.
Well, that was a tasty lick.
Pretty good. All right. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, I don't know. You got me all flustered because you started talking and then you wanted to kill the day and now you're back to talking and I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it just seemed we just kind of
My weather update.
That was a good one.
Not a lot going on. Apparently, some people are spraying fungicide on wheat.
I don't think they were today.
Well, not today, but apparently
they're planning on it.
Yeah.
Which, as we talked about earlier, it seems a little late.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of late wheat out there.
That is true.
So they said, can go either way.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler, I've got a question for you.
Yep.
How do you feel? Because you are a CCA, right?
That's the rumor.
I'm pretty sure, right? I heard you took your test, got certified.
Passed it and everything. Paid awesome. My money.
Hey.
Threw them dollar bills at them.
How soon do you think you're going to get replaced by ChatGPT on that side?
Fucking never.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
There's a rumor going around.
Well, they can fuck off. They're wrong.
Why do you feel that way? I'm not saying on the sales
side. Before I get into this, I want you to justify how you ask such a stupid question.
Because I read it on the internet, bud. And I thought it would get you riled up, lead to a good conversation.
I'm not really riled up. I think this is a stupid principle, okay? Because here's the deal.
Talk right.
Pupper dog's mad. As you previously stated, I took the test. I've got the 12 years of experience or whatever you have to have. I don't remember the exact deal. And occasionally, I'm walking through a field and I still get stumped.
Okay.
You see where ChatGPT is going to get a little tripped up?
That it can't walk through a field.
Can't walk through a field.
It's going to have trouble with that. But I think more what they're looking at here is, instead of me asking you, I can go to ChatGPT and ask, why
does my
crop look like
this? Well, how are
you
going to identify what's in the field to ask ChatGPT how to fix it?
What do you mean what's in the field? Like,
well,
what
like
crop?
If you've got,
I like to think I know what crop I planted.
If you've got the chlorosis or if you've got weeds that you need to kill, like you're just going to say, why does my corn look like poop? And ChatGPT's just rattle off. Because, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, if you just want to start that kind of relationship with me, we can make that work. I can do that all fucking day.
I'm sure. I didn't know if it'd be like a deal. You shared a picture to ChatGPT and it looked at it and said,
I mean, they already kind of have those, but those apps don't work that great.
Yeah. And I was trying to find the statistic, but it said that the ChatGPT and other, what do they call it, LLMs, language learning modules, are passing the certified crop advisor tests.
I'm sure they would.
But they have already passed several accreditation and entrance exams. So it didn't actually say how many, but. No, I'm like you. I didn't feel like it would ever really replace a crop advisor because you got to have the boots on the ground. There's something to be said about the knowledge seeing it, because there's a lot of times, you know, new year, new thing. You know, we see something new every year, especially in cotton. It seems like every year it's a new issue that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it may be a tool to help, but I don't see it replacing.
You know, I was really excited by, I don't remember what the app was, but you could take a picture of a bug or a weed or whatever, and it would tell you what's wrong with it and or tell you what it is.
Yeah.
They don't work that fucking great.
Do they not?
No. And a lot of times they might get you in a similar family, but, you know, the problem is to really identify a weed like that, you're going to have a full-grown weed.
Okay.
And, like, especially with grasses, you're going to have to get a seed head coming out of there. And what do we know about weeds?
By the time you get a seed head, you're too fucking late.
Exactly. Fuck, kill them when they're small.
Yep. Kill them when they're little. No, and I can see that.
Shorter than a credit card.
I can see that being an issue. I think it could help with, like, some fertilizer or disease issues.
You know, they've got that app that talks about how to fix your house plants or whatever. Some of the recommendations I'm hearing are a little screwy, but
really,
yeah, you know, like quit watering it and give it milk. Crush up eggshells in it.
Okay, the eggshells.
I'm assuming that's for calcium, but
yeah, and I could see the milk working the same way. But I've heard, you know, you put eggshells under your tomatoes when you plant them. That's supposed to really help your tomato production.
Let's use a calcium-based fertilizer.
Yeah, I can see that also. Doing the same thing.
Pretty solid. I've had fairly good luck with it.
Well, that's good.
Although I have, the last couple of years, got my tomatoes dinged by dicamba, but whatever.
It's those damn row crop farmers.
Nope.
Was it you?
I'm pretty sure it was a county worker.
Oh.
Because I saw them spraying. Actually, I smelled them spraying. And then I went and found them and saw them spraying. And, suggested that perhaps this is not the day to do that. But whatever. Neither here nor there.
You know, that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of dicamba, I have heard a guy on a podcast that we listened to multiple times talking about dicamba and how it's so bad for the environment. It's roasting old ladies' tomatoes and dur-dur-dur-dur-dur. And, you know, it's going to give you cancer and you got to get away from it. And every time I hear it, I am just madder than fuck because they're acting like dicamba is a new fucking product. And it's not.
Is this one we both listen to?
Yeah, it is.
Like,
they're not real agriculturally sound. They talk about a lot of hunting and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Now, every once in a while, they get off on one of those ag tangents in it. That's not the first one that I've...
I get mad about a lot of them.
Yeah.
But that one has continued to come through, and it's pissing me off. But do you know when dicamba was first registered?
Was it the 60s?
1967.
I thought it was the 60s. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It just... The last, 8 years?
Probably 8-10, somewhere in there.
That it's really gained prevalence, and that's because of the dicamba safe in crops.
Well, technically, it's been in the news more because of the Enlist registered crops.
Really?
The Enlist beans are a big deal, so whenever you spray dicamba...
Oh, yeah.
It cups the beans.
Yep, because dicamba is to beans is to what D is to cotton.
I mean, it depends on your trait package, but yes.
I mean, if you're looking at just a non-traded deal, a whiff of dicamba to a bean is detrimental, just like...
Pretty traumatic.
A whiff of D to cotton is traumatic. You can get a whiff of dicamba on cotton, and it's going to burn it a little bit, but not like a whiff of D will.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, that was my comparison there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's caused a big issue in the Midwest where they grow lots of beans, and you've got both herbicides competing and both companies competing, especially when your dicamba came out. Your dicamba safe beans came out before the Enlist safe beans did.
Well, and the Enlist corn hasn't gotten to be such a big deal, I don't think. And so everybody's still spraying dicamba on corn.
Yeah.
And this and that and right of ways. And just, I don't know. I haven't had the balls to, I haven't gotten mad enough to call them and bitch at them about it yet. So I'm going to bitch to you.
I understand. No, it is aggravating when you hear stuff like that. It aggravates me too. When they're so close to being, or when they are in an ag community, and they could have the answers right there.
Yeah, and they just run their fucking mouth off, and they listen to fucking hippies that they know in fucking Michigan.
Yeah, when they're right on so many other things, but then they get to something as important as that, and they are so far off base.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We've talked about this before. You put a microphone in front of your face, and you lose 40 IQ just instantly.
And I think one of those guys has even said that.
I've never heard them say it, I don't think, but it does happen. And sometimes you start talking about things that you really probably shouldn't talk about, which also happens to us.
It does. We have been
guilty
of it.
The difference is, we don't have quite the listener base that they've got, for one. And for two, we have a disclaimer in the front of ours that basically states we're morons.
We're dumb. Don't listen to us.
Yeah, you got a Miller in here.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised.
Lots of Millers.
They have been lots everywhere. When are they going to go away, Tyler?
I don't know. They're getting thinned out every day at my mom's house.
Well, that's good.
The birds come and swoop in them.
You know, I've got...
Because they swarm on the mom's patio, then the birds come in and get them, and then every morning she has to go out and sweep all the wings off. They don't eat the wings. They just eat the body.
Yeah. Like dogs or cats. They eat the bodies, not the...
I've seen dogs eat the wings.
Yeah, dogs are more likely to eat the wings. I think in the laundry room where the cat sleeps, you see lots of wings in the mornings.
It's probably the cat.
Yeah.
The dog's a lot more... I mean, the dog's going to take care of the Miller and the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Nothing left.
Might throw them up later, but it's going to do its part. Try. Cats don't give a shit. They're looking for a snack.
It sees that you have a problem. Dogs trying to make you happy. Dogs are people pleasers.
They really are. They really are. Speaking of dogs, I saw a cross the other day of a Belgian Malinois, whatever I'm gonna call it, Malinois, and a blue heeler.
Interesting.
Godless killing machine.
I would think so. Yes.
Had the aggressiveness of both a blue heeler and a Malinois.
My God.
With the drive of a single mindedness. Of a blue heeler.
Well, I think the Malinois are known for that anyway.
I think they'll quit on you, though.
Well, I don't know. We've got a puppy.
Right.
Going to puppy class.
Right.
In my puppy class, my puppy's puppy class, one of his classmates is a 12, 13-week-old Malinois. And the teacher straight up said, I just want you to know, for the next 2 years, that is going to be a Malin Gator. Because apparently they are little alligator dogs.
Yeah. Or blue heelers.
But she also said it depends on the bloodline that they're from. There are show dogs and there are working dogs.
It's just like everything else. Yeah.
And so it depends on the drive that was bred into them. But they can be very driven dogs from what I understand.
And that's why the police use them. And this was a police dog here. And it was kind of tiger strapped. It looked like a tiger strapped cow, you know, with the kind of orange.
Kind of brindle. Blue-ish.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Very interesting.
It was a mean-looking, godless killing machine.
How old was this dog?
Probably about a year. It's still pretty skinny. Like, it looked like it was full-grown, but it was still kind of lanky. Yeah. And they were sicking him after people.
Oh.
And I mean, yes.
Impressive.
The guy said his suit wasn't big enough.
Oh, this was somebody with a suit. Like, they were training the dog.
Yeah, it was a police dog.
Oh, I didn't. I knew the Malinois were known for police dogs when you said. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, they bred this dog and they're using it as a police dog.
Interesting.
And, you know, a blue heeler is a very people-pleasing dog. And whenever I told my mom about this, she said, you know, that kind of surprises me because blue heelers tend to be kind of people-pleasers. And I thought, yeah, but, you know, whenever you want that guy dead, it's going to please you.
Yeah. No, because that... But some blue heelers are also known for being mean.
They're pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
A little snappy.
Now, we've got a friend that he's got a blue heeler that has got to be one of the nicest dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, around strangers, around anybody. Just,
mm-hmm.
You call him friendly dog, got a head like a bull on him.
Mm-hmm.
But still, probably one of the gentlest blue heelers I've seen. But most of them, like, mailmen beware.
Yes.
You're a stranger on this person's place. Hell, you're a stranger when that dog's on your place, and you better watch out.
Yeah. That's their place now.
Yeah.
That's your fucking place. But, you know, I mean, you think about it, and you look at those pictures of blue heelers herding cows and stuff, and, you know, going up and biting mm-hmm. bulls in the face and shit, and just imagine that monster bred to a Malinois coming at your face.
I mean, God, that would be...
No more trial needed. Don't have to arrest them. Just leave them where they lay. Load him up. Load old Cujo up and pie.
You leave him long enough, the dog may bury him, take care of the evidence.
And, you know, obviously he had one of those cool cop dog names like Lucifer or some shit like that.
I mean, for that breeding combination.
No, his was Morningstar. That was his name.
You know what? Same thing. I like how they were coy with the Lucifer.
I bet they already had one.
That was Dad.
Yeah. But no, I thought that was interesting. I should have sent that deal to you, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, that interesting.
Yeah,
I think that would be like a good. I don't know if it'd make a good cow dog, but I could see it being good on the.
I don't know what the Malinois is going to do to that.
That's what I'm saying. But on the working
it'd be fun
side,
to have around the
on
farm.
On the business side of things,
mm-hmm.
Military, police wise, I could see that being a good. Good matchup.
100%.
Because I don't think you're going to get much bad from having a little bit of herding instinct. I mean, hell, maybe that Malinois Blue Heeler cross brings that perp back to you. You know, he can't catch him. He turns him. Brings him to you.
The only problem with your philosophy there is that I've seen how blue heelers turn cows, and it's going to stop him, but it's going to like do that whole flying grab and throw him down deal because, you know, he doesn't have four legs.
Well, that is true.
He doesn't have the balance of a cow. I think somebody's going to get their fucking ass ate on that deal.
I'm guessing you're probably correct on that.
And I saw enough videos that I don't want no part of that.
I'm going to have to look those
cop
up.
Says stop, you stop. Because if they unload old Morningstar, you are...
Well, first of all, a dog
the time
named
to ask questions has come and gone.
Probably. If a cop unloads a dachshund and says, Morningstar, go get him. I'm starting to think, oh, God.
At least with a dachshund, you know you can kick him.
You hope.
They're pretty quick, pretty nimble. But I think I could either kick or at least juke it far enough to get a second shot at a kick.
You like to think. I like how you have...
I've got pretty high hopes.
False sense of...
I'm not going to take out any blue heelers. I mean, I've kicked a few cow dogs in my day, but none of them were really that gung-ho about getting at me.
Well, and probably...
You know, it's like your wife's old dog. You know, she came at me one day and I... punted her across the kitchen. We're best friends after that. I don't think you're doing that with Morningstar.
No, probably not. Especially you get that just stoutness of a blue heeler. Mm-hmm. In, like we were talking about that one earlier. You imagine kicking Odie in the head?
I don't want to.
No, you break a toe.
Yeah. You better have your steel toes on.
That's a fact.
And catch him with the heel.
Probably still going to dent it.
Yeah. It would probably be best to try to stomp down on him.
Yeah.
You're not going to hurt him, but you might could pin him down. Because, you know, most animals, you get control of their head, you've got control of the dog.
That is true.
Animal.
This conversation really took a turn.
It did. It did.
We do not condone stomping dogs.
No.
Unless
not at
you
all.
Big attack. I think we need
dogs,
to get that out there.
Frogs, cats may be okay. But we are very animal friendly here at the FTIP Farming Podcast.
Very.
Just doesn't sound like it sometimes. But again, if Morningstar's after you, I mean, you got to defend yourself.
Unless you did something wrong, and then you're going to be in deep shit, you stomp on his head. That is...
You know what would be
That's assaulting an officer?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be bad. And then you're going to have to go to jail all beat to shit. Like, what happened to you? I kicked a dog named Morningstar and he came back and bit the shit out of me. And then his handler came over and tased me and let him chew on me.
No, I had the dog under control until they tased me. Then they tased me. And that dog got up and proceeded to eat my leg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be fun for anybody.
No.
Except for the cop, maybe. And they're probably going to be pretty agitated that you tried to curb stomp their dog.
Well, first of all, you ran. That's strike one.
They normally don't like that. Sometimes I've been led to believe by a few cops that I know that sometimes they do appreciate a good little chase.
Well, they do. Until you stomp on their dog and then things get serious.
I had a neighbor in where I used to live that had, he was a canine cop.
Yeah.
And he said it was always fun whenever he got to get his dog out.
I'm sure.
He said it made him a little nervous. Didn't want to get his dog shot, but, you know.
Yeah, he's letting his dog work.
Fun.
What's not fun, like, about, you know, watching a dog work?
What's the
work?
Point in me dragging this son of a bitch around all the time in the hot-ass car if I don't get to let him chew on some folks every so often?
So, one, he'd have a best friend with him all times.
That's true. I would love to carry my dog around, but she's not going to be controlled about jumping on people.
Same reason I take Hyde with me most places, or a lot of places, at least in the mornings. He's still a puppy. He likes sleep.
He gets sleepy. He's got to come home and play with his toys.
Yeah. Play with his toys. Take a nap.
Chew on his dog. Stuff like that.
Exactly. All right. You got anything else?
Well, I've got a whole sorts of stuff, unless you got something you want to talk about.
Nothing on the top of my head.
I remember wanting to talk about that, but I cannot for the life of me remember the whole story. You know what's pissing me off lately?
What is pissing you off?
We're going to turn this into what's grinding my gears.
All right.
Apparently what we're talking about.
We've done a few of those already today, but let's do it.
Amazon needs to cool their jets.
With?
I know. I think we might have briefly touched on this before, but Amazon is the world's worst about you get on Amazon and you search for something that you need. And you buy that something, and then for like the next 3 fucking weeks, they're sending you recommendations. Like, you know, you buy a toilet seat. For 3 fucking weeks, they're sending you ads for toilet seats like you're a fucking collector or something. Or toasters. Or coffee pots. It's like, I looked
it
up.
They're sending them to you like in your emails?
They get the emails. It's like, since you purchased, you might like this.
So I don't get those.
Your wife probably gets them.
No, see, I have my own Amazon account. So okay. When I buy like gifts for her, I don't use it because I don't have Prime through mine.
Okay.
So I only use it when I'm trying to hide something from Caitlin.
That's fair. I get them all the fucking time. Like, for example, I bought some inoculant to plant my black-eyed peas, which is probably not going to happen for a little bit. I like to use a little inoculant. And I found the exact same inoculant that I could buy from myself. But instead of having to buy 20 pounds, you know, enough to do 10 acres worth of black-eyed peas, I found like a little half-pound bag that's enough for probably more than enough, but it's more realistic range of what I need. Yep. And it's about the same price. No big deal. Ordered it. Showed up. 3 days in a row after it got delivered, I've been getting ads for bean inoculant.
See, and I, along that line, since I don't get those, but I have noticed, and it's an increase, it seems like it's been increasing here lately, that, like, I'll listen to a podcast. They'll mention something on the podcast.
Alpha Brain.
I didn't even listen to this podcast. I just read the description of it. It's the same one we were talking about earlier, the hunting guys.
Yeah.
They're talking about a certain seasoning. It's listed in the description.
Yes.
Did not start that podcast. An hour later, I'm scrolling through Facebook. What do I see? Never heard of or seen that seasoning before. It's on there.
So it's just like Grizzle in Parks and Rec. the data mining sons of bitches need to back off.
Yeah.
If Amazon starts sending drones with a specially crafted gift package for me based on my fucking search history, I'm going to be mad motherfucker. I'm going to be just like Ron Swanson shooting some bitch out of the sky with my brownie.
But they're saying they're not listening to you. It's bullshit. They are listening to you. They're also seeing what you're seeing on your screen.
Yeah.
And yeah, it may not be a person physically, but there is somebody that has access to all that.
There's an algorithm and it's pissing me off.
It's frustrating to say the least. To say the least.
Like, you want to send me targeted ads? That's fine. Pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I bought the... Like, how much fucking inoculant do you think I need in a 2-week period?
Well, maybe you're going to start growing Black Eyed Peas commercially, Tyler.
Well, I'm not going to be buying in a quarter at a time. That's all I'm saying. I had to buy a Fire Stick the other day because I thought mine was quitting. So I ordered a new one. It came in. Continue to get ads saying, hey, you need a new Fire Stick. I'm like, no, I
just bought one.
I just bought one. And on top of that, I hadn't even plugged it in because my other one started working again.
But yeah, I mean, you would think after you bought something, maybe you'd sell something that supports that, but not another one of those.
It's like, hey, I saw you bought a Fire Stick. How about a new TV to go with it?
Yeah.
That would be acceptable.
Almost. Except the fact that you bought a Fire Stick means you already got a TV.
Well, but maybe you need to upgrade.
Yeah, that is
fair point. It's more valid than suggesting the exact same item that I just bought.
That's a fair point. Fair point.
You know, it's like if you call me and say, hey, I need a truckload of Roundup. And I say, okay, yeah, I'll get you a truckload of Roundup. And then I start sending you text messages every morning at 8 a.m. saying, hey, do you need another truckload of Roundup? Hey, do you need another truckload of Roundup? Have you got that put out yet? You need another truckload.
No, 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 no.
Exactly.
No.
It's fucking aggravating.
It is asinine.
I'm over it.
I agree with you.
About to go off the grid.
You know, along those same lines, again, every time you reorder something, like from the fizzy water maker place, have you noticed that you have to click, I do not want to subscribe to your newsletter, or they will start sending you ads? And it's like, guys, I order from you like 3-4 times a year. At one point, a couple times a month, because they'd only send you 2 bottles.
Yep.
You know, and every time, and you'd start getting ads again, it's like, stuff like that is just...
Hexclad pans are the fucking worst. I bought those damn pans, and now I continuously get emails and text messages saying, hey, why don't you come back and buy this? We'll give you 48% off.
Really?
I'm like, how many fucking skillets do you think I need? I bought 3.
They only have 3.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then they're saying stupid shit like, are you ready to upgrade? I'm like, from what? It's the same thing I just bought literally months ago.
So that's where I got lucky. I was gifted my Hexclad pants.
Good for you.
They are awesome pants, but apparently their marketing scheme is over the top.
Out of hand. Out of pocket.
Out of line.
Poor form, sir.
Gordon, fix your shit.
No kidding. I'm fine with the Instagram ads. I'll take those.
Yeah, or Facebook.
Stay off my fucking phone.
I mean, that's what they got me on, was Facebook.
I think it was Instagram, but whatever. Same deal.
I was fixing to say same people.
It's all part
of
the metaverse, which is about to apparently get tanked.
Yeah, and he's going to sink his money into AI, so we're all going to be fucked.
Some kind of fucked.
Which I don't know how we're going to be any more fucked. I mean, he is AI. Like, I'm pretty sure he is a robot.
No, he's a lizard person, I think.
I thought he was a robot.
No, he's a lizard person because he's real big on the Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's is lizard sauce? Yes.
Have you not seen that video? Heard about it?
Which, I've seen the one with the Sweet Baby Ray's in the background.
Yeah, it's just like sitting on a bookshelf behind him. And then he did some videos where he was cooking ribs and stuff.
Yeah,
and he's like,
it's all about the Sweet Baby
Sweet Baby Ray's. I like it on my ribs. Sweet Baby Ray's. And then his eyes roll back in his head like a lizard.
I didn't see that one, no.
Yeah, no, he's straight up lizard.
Yeah, no, I was thinking he was a robot, but just trying to emulate what humans felt and thought.
No, because I've seen him eat the ribs. And it was very, very reptilian.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah. I have a feeling that sound is going to transfer over this podcast and everybody's going to see what your face just did.
I'm assuming they will because it was pretty descriptive.
It was.
A little sound. I mean, I might put that, might replace it with this.
I dig it.
Yeah, we're getting funky.
I like that.
We're getting funky about grinding gears.
All right. What else you want to grind gears about?
I don't know. I think that's about all I got, really.
No.
I don't know. You got something you want to grind your gears about?
Nah. Pretty happy. I mean, it rained. Rained a lot.
No, that's
my pond's
good.
Full.
I know. It's real full. You got a river.
My creek bed's full. Have you seen my creek bed?
Yeah.
My creek?
Yeah. Seen your creek.
Down the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that impressive?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost river-esque.
Yeah.
Like, you go swimming in the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to. The current might be a little swift right now.
I think it probably is going to be.
But you could float for a mile and a half before you hit another barbed wire, or a mile before you hit another barbed wire fence.
That's good. You just got to hope some tree branches or something, some trash took out that water gap.
I don't know if it did, but they might also stop you.
Got to be better than barbed wire.
You would have to think. Might be over the top of it still. So you might just go right over the top of it.
Not my luck. To like catch my leg or something.
My ass is going to be hanging down far enough. Yep. I'm going to catch it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then my raft's going to deflate. And my ass is going to bleed. And the alligators are going to come up out of nowhere and start eating on me.
That's going to be impressive considering we hadn't seen an alligator around here in a while. Over a year. And that one was skint.
You always got a first one.
Well, that is true.
Invasive species.
So I hear. But speaking of that, the rain, boy, the grass is looking good. Everything has greened up really nice.
Really has. You know, there's a piece of ground for sale up yonder way that, it was looking pretty rough there. And I think they updated the pictures on the website.
I don't blame them.
Because it is fucking green.
Yeah.
Like, the grass that they used for the Super Bowl, that kind of green.
Yes. I would believe it because that's how things are starting to look around here now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just so brown for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see a little green.
Got to wear them sunglasses, man. Future's looking bright.
It is. Marketing for Enlist, I see.
What?
That was their marketing campaign when they first came out.
They can fuck off.
They gave out sunglasses.
I've got no
commodity classic
beef with them, but I'm not. No. It's not like they came up with it.
No, it just...
They just ran with it.
They ran hard with it. Cheap aviator sunglasses.
Yeah, we all know what kind of people wear aviators.
Aviators?
And posers.
Good thing I'm an actual aviator.
Mm.
I've got the certificate to prove it.
Borderline.
Probably don't fly enough, but I do have the certificate to prove it.
But you wore them before you did. So that still kind of puts you in the poser pool.
I didn't really get heavy into the aviators until I started flying.
You're pretty heavy into them. But
I'm wearing other sunglasses.
Yeah, but you still had the cheap aviators. You bought them at Walmart, $5 pair. I was with you when you bought several of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
So, there you go.
No point in arguing with you, even if you're wrong.
No. I mean, I'll continue to explain how we can both be wrong if you want. But we'll never both be right.
That there
only
is that
I
truth.
Can be right. All right, well, Royce, got anything else you really want to talk about on this deal?
No, I think we're good, bud.
I mean, we've been doing this an hour-ish. Be a little short episode, but you know, there's not a lot going on. It's wet. It's cold.
It's wonderful. Unless you're a little cotton plant.
We didn't have anybody that wanted to come talk. It's just going to be a short one.
That's fine.
But we've turned out a couple of long ones.
We have. I think the people are ready for a short one.
Well, I don't know if they're ready, but...
They're getting one.
Better get ready, because it's coming. It came.
There you go.
It came.
All right, well, want to thank all of our sponsors again.
You just going to cut out trivia? Or?
Oh, shit, yeah. No, let's do it.
Like, I know I was trying to get out of here a little early, but...
Let's do it.
Was it going to cut out the trivias?
Got to do the trivia.
What is the base spirit used to make gin?
Do I have choices?
No.
Vodka?
Correct.
I was guessing it was something neutral. That was the neutralest one I can think of.
I mean, vodka or moonshine would probably be your two best guesses.
Yeah. But where it was made over in England, I didn't know that they were big moonshiners.
Well, it's just corn liquor.
See, that's what I was having trouble coming up with. But I think corn liquor's alcohol, which is vodka.
Not really, but okay.
True or false? When tasting gin for comparison, the best way to reveal the qualities and flaws is to chill them.
True.
False.
Okay.
The best way is to serve them at room temperature and dilute them with an equal measure of water.
Okay. I prefer my gin chilled.
I would have agreed with you on that one, but the card said you were wrong.
See, I could kind of see how you might get a little bit more out of it at a room temperature deal, but if you chill them both, it seems like you're going to mute very similar taste notes in both of them, so it wouldn't really matter.
But maybe that's the problem. You're hiding.
But if you're just comparing two and you chill them both, I don't see that it should make any difference.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Not a huge gin drinker.
As previously discussed. Apparently, I don't do it right.
Apparently not.
Didn't know there was a wrong way to consume alcohol.
Get better.
No.
All right. So, as always, we want to thank our sponsors once again. We've got the Livestock Podcast.
Turn out more episodes.
Come on, give the people what they want.
What they think they want?
What they decided they wanted? Crave?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do better, Curtis. Do better.
Do better, bud.
We're always here for an interview. Just get with us.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Starting to wonder.
Too good for us.
We got Mo Cattle. Check
Best
this out.
Cattle in the Tri-County area.
Well, especially when it comes to Sim Angus genetics. And we got some Sim Angus genetics on the ground.
Ready to go.
In a year.
I'd sell them now.
I mean, they're ready. They're just not ready for work.
They might be. You don't know them. You don't know their spirit.
Okay, maybe they're going to pull plows with them?
I don't think they're quite ready for that.
Little wagons? Little wagons.
Don't think they're quite ready to be oxens.
Like I said, little wagons. Like carrying a dachshund in a parade.
You could do midget bull riding.
There you go.
They're pretty docile.
I don't think they're quite ready for midget bull riding either.
Well, they're pretty docile.
It's going to be an issue.
Extreme calf roping?
It's going to be a little rough on them.
Well, there's a couple of them that are damn sure stout enough. You're not going to want to tie them down.
I think that's a fair point. They're growing.
Hit us up. See what we got. See what we need.
Also, we got Meat Club Lambs. Best lambs, best people.
They do great work.
Sheeps, not on the cheaps.
Not even close to cheaps.
Well, I don't know what their prices are, what a fair price for a lamb is. But
oh, they're very reasonably
priced. I would think they're reasonably.
But you know what they say? Cool shit ain't cheap.
You got to spend money to win money.
Throw it out, it comes back tenfold.
There you go.
I don't think that's a guarantee, by the way.
You can't get quality for cheap.
There you go. Cheap or good, pick one.
Usually your options.
Also, we've got Ballard's Guns.
Go buy you a gun.
Good people. Good guns.
Good people.
Let them help you find a new creative way to make things dead.
There you go. If you think you have an idea, like you're trying to choose between two guns,
he'll tell you where you're wrong and how to get the
right thing. He'll help guide you in the right direction, and you'll be happy with your selection.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, maybe life's getting a little rough. You need to take the edge off. Head on down to Texas Beverage and Package. Get a drink. They'll point you in the right direction. You didn't think that's where I was
going
to go.
I was wondering where that was going. He will help you deal with your family.
Yes, I believe that's his slogan. Half slogan. Unofficial slogan.
At least around the holidays.
Exactly. Exactly. So y'all go check out the great sponsors and come back next time. Probably be a little more to talk about next time.
I'm sure we'll find something.
Yeah. Kind of last minute, spur of the moment.
It was
wet.
Also, this should come out before the big Reasons Gala. So come check us out.
Be somewhere around there. Go check it out.
And pick you up a nice bottle of everything that's going to be for sale there.
Yeah.
If you can outbid
me. It's a good cause. Support it.
There you go. Send the kids to school.
There you go.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks. See y'all.